And our Lord has a great, great name, and we should be lifting that name and sharing that name and sharing the good news of the gospel with everyone we know. Nothing is more important, my friend, than for us to share the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ with those around us. That's the knowledge that will result in salvation for all eternity, if they will hear, if they will acknowledge, if they will accept this Jesus Christ of whom we're sharing today. Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, the one in whose name we can come to God our Father, the only one in whom salvation is to be found. Let's lift up that name of Jesus. Amen. I'd rather have Jesus than anything. Is that something you can say today? I pray that it is, because Jesus, you see, is to be tops in our lives. The Word says that thou shalt have no other gods before me. Sometimes we do not understand that properly. A lot of people will say, well, as long as I've got God up there on top and everything else, I can have a number two and number three and number four and number five. That really isn't what the Word says, my friend. As Paul said, I count all other things as loss, worthless, for the sake of knowing Him. There isn't a one, two, three, and four. There's only a one, and there's nothing under it. There's nothing even coming in as a second to God, my friend. That's really what the Word says. Thou shalt have no other gods before me, no other gods in my presence. Not only must there be not be something above God, there isn't anything even second place to God either. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Our Lord, our Lord. You know, again, a lot of folks seem to try to make Jesus Savior, accept Him in that way, but not accept Him as Lord. He is that, my friend. He must be Lord of your life. We need to be led by Him so that we are pleasing unto God and pleasing unto Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. My friend, what wonderful, wonderful grace that God poured out upon us when He sent Jesus. What wonderful grace was poured out upon us when Jesus went to the cross and died there and paid sin's debt for us. We couldn't pay it. We would never have any hope of paying it. The law under the Old Testament for many, many years had demonstrated over and over and over again that no one could keep the law, that no one could be saved by the law. But Jesus came and fulfilled the law. He didn't wipe it out. He didn't do away with it. He fulfilled the requirement of the law. And that is, the wages of sin is death. So He paid that death. And He made the sacrifice that satisfied the penalty under the law. He paid sin's debt for all of us. What grace, what undeserved favor from God. You know, someone has pointed out that mercy of God is God not giving us what we deserve. In other words, we deserve hell, but God doesn't give us that in His mercy. That's His mercy, not giving us what we deserve. And then grace is giving us what we don't deserve, His love, His eternal life, a Savior in Jesus Christ our Lord. The grace of God supersedes our sin. The sacrifice that Jesus made upon the cross of Calvary paid for all sin for all mankind for all time. Oh, my friend, He went to the cross and He wrote His love in blood, His own blood, shedding His own blood that we might have eternal life. That's the only way, my friend. That was the way in which God demonstrated His love, His great love to us, by giving us His only begotten Son, by Jesus going to the cross of Calvary, a cruel cross, a cruel death, giving His life and shedding His blood. You know, Hebrews points out that Jesus Himself took His own blood into that temple in heaven The word says a temple not made by hands, but the one in heaven, of which the one on the earth is merely a copy. Jesus went into that temple, went into that tabernacle, went into that altar, and laid his own blood upon the altar there in heaven as a supreme sacrifice to pay for the sin of all mankind. Listen, my friend, he paid for your sin. He paid for all sin, for all mankind, for all time, in order that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And whosoever includes you, it includes you, no matter what you've done, no matter what the devil is saying to you. He'll lie to you, and he'll say, well, you've done too much, you've gone too far, you've been here too long for God to forgive you. That's a lie. You can't sin beyond God's forgiveness, my friend, for Jesus paid for all sin. And if we come confessing our sin, God is faithful and just to forgive us of that sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Oh, the blood of Jesus washes white as snow. That's God's way, my friend. That's the way he ordained, and there's no other way to come to him except through Jesus Christ and through his shed blood upon the cross of Calvary. You know, God applies the blood of Jesus to our lives and cleanses us from sin. We can't do it. None of this is something we do. We simply come to him, and God does it based on what Jesus did at the cross of Calvary more than 2,000 years ago now, when Jesus went there willingly, voluntarily, laying down his life for you and me. Remember, Jesus said, no man takes my life from me. I have the power to lay it down, and I have the power to take it up again. And he did. He both laid it down and took it up again, and lives today at the right hand of the Father, interceding for you and me, and yet also in my heart and in your heart as one of the children of God. Thanks be to God for his unspeakable love, his unconditional love, his great and magnificent love. We're so grateful for his love today. Well, we pray that you know him. We pray that you know Jesus Christ as your own personal Lord and Savior. If you don't, there's no better time than right now to come to him and say this: Jesus, I need you in my life. Jesus, I need your blood to cleanse me of my sin and my guilt. Not only is the sin erased or cleansed, but the guilt of sin is gone as well when the blood of Jesus is applied. We're made a new creation in Christ Jesus, and then we're filled with the very righteousness of God. So, my friend, our prayer is that you know Jesus. Our prayer is that if you don't, you will today. Invite him to come into your heart right now, and to come and live forevermore, to come and receive life only in and through Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. That's the invitation we hold out to you today, to everyone in our listening audience. And that's our purpose, to proclaim Jesus, to share the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We do that on all three radio stations, WIOK, Falmouth, Cincinnati, WYGH, Paris, Lexington, WIDS, Russell Springs, Jamestown. Sharing the gospel, the good news that we can have eternal life in and through Jesus Christ. And let me stress, only in him do we find eternal life. It's not to be found in our church membership. It's not to be gained through our works, although those are important. But works do not save you, my friend. Only trusting in Jesus, only coming to him and through him to God the Father. Remember, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. So we proclaim him. We proclaim Jesus. That's our purpose at Tri-State Gospel Radio. And I want to just pause a moment and say a special thank you to all of you who keep us in prayer and to all of you who are partners with us, praying for us and supporting financially this ministry that God started and God continues, of proclaiming the good news of the gospel as much as we can, 24 hours of every day, 365 days of every year, over these three radio stations into portions of four states. Just a reminder that every dollar you invest in Tri-State Gospel is used to help pay the operating expenses of keeping these radio stations on the air, proclaiming the good news of the gospel. We'd like to hear from you. You can write to us at Tri-State Gospel, Post Office Box 50, Falmouth, Kentucky, 41040. One more time, Tri-State Gospel, Post Office Box 50, Falmouth, Kentucky.